This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
It's to be displayed in the U.S. Capitol building. You'll have to move fast. The deadline is Monday. The winning artwork will be showcased alongside pieces from congressional districts all over the country. Submissions must be dropped off at any of Budzinski's Illinois offices. Budzinski's Decatur office is at 101 South Main Street. A local judging panel will select the winner. Richland Student Farms will be hosting a spring plant sale on May 3rd from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the 4th from 7 to 1 on campus. Richland horticulture students will be selling flowers, herbs, vegetable starts, mixed hanging baskets, big pots, and houseplants. They're also hosting a vendor fair with market vendors selling baked goods, jellies and jams, garden accessories, soaps, candles, and more. More info at NowDecatur.com.
He's campaigning before court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump out early this morning meeting hundreds of New York City construction workers.
It's a love fest. I built many buildings with them. They're great people, great contractors and great people.
It was a brief 20-minute stop that just ended.
Just a day after President Joe Biden secured another union's backing. That was the head of the North America's Building Trade Union. The president has been working hard for everyone out here to try and gain more support with those courting union workers, telling that President Trump's a bully.
That's Fox's Alexis McAdams. In a few hours, the former president will be back in court for more testimony at his first criminal trial in New York instead of being in Washington like he wants.
This judge isn't allowing me to go. We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity.
Now that hearing relates to a Trump federal case.
Attorneys for former President Trump filed a motion to dismiss charges alleging election interference, claiming presidential immunity shields the former president from prosecution since the acts were part of his official duties. So far, appeals courts have not sided with those claims.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Arizona, 18 Trump associates charged. Accused in a fake electors scheme trying to block President Biden's 2020 Arizona victory. The anti-Israel protests have spread to colleges nationwide, shutting down Cal Poly in Humboldt, California, and closing USC's campus. Dozens arrested.
It's scary. It's frightening.
USC alumnus Jared Zelman. Another 50 arrested at the University of Texas as they clashed with police. And in New York City, demonstrators continue venting their anger. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson visited Columbia University, where he noted protesters picked up a major endorsement from Hamas.
They called them the future leaders of America. They have screamed at those who bear the Star of David.
Johnson's insisting Columbia's president resign for mishandling the protests.
America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Former President Trump's Supreme Court case comes the day after justices heard an abortion case 2 years after they undid Roe v. Wade in a ruling allowing states to ban abortions. The challenge in this case is to Idaho's abortion restrictions.
The Supreme Court will decide whether Idaho's Defense of Life Act breaches federal law. Protesters outside the court. GOP Attorney General of Idaho, Raul Labrador.
We look forward to the court's ruling and hope it will allow Idaho to continue to protect women and their unborn children.
Idaho's law, which took effect in 2022, prohibits abortions with exceptions for saving the life of a mother and reported cases of rape or incest. The Biden administration suing, alleging it conflicts with the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA, which requires emergency room doctors to stabilize patients, even if that means terminating a pregnancy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China for a second of 3 days of talks.
Speaking to each other, laying out our differences, which are real, seeking to work through them.
Among the disagreements, Chinese cyber threats and economic support for Russia in the Ukraine war. An hour and a half from now, we'll get an update to the economy, expected to show a slowdown last quarter. Economists expect GDP growth of just over 2%. That's less than the 3.4% GDP increase at the end of last year. Ahead of that, stock futures are falling, down more than 200 points for the Dow on Wall Street. In the NBA playoffs,
Miami shot the lights out in Boston. The Heat defeated the top-seeded Celtics on Wednesday, 111-101, behind 24 points and 14 assists from Tyler Hero. Miami made 23 of their 43 three-point attempts to even the series at a game apiece.
Fox's Joe Morgan. Oklahoma City blew out New Orleans 124-92 to go up 2-0. Boston, Vegas, and Los Angeles won in the NHL playoffs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Join us in Memorial Stadium as we honor 100 years of tradition and continue to create memories for the future. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th. Experience more cherished moments in Memorial Stadium this season and lock in your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Today, areas of frost, then sunny, high of 62. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 47. For Friday, a chance of some rain, high near 66. And then Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 78. Current temperature here at the Children's Museum, 34 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We are live at the Children's Museum of Illinois. It is literally time for the 2024 Duck Derby presented by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. We have tons of prizes to give away, a slew of guests. It all starts now.
Byers & Company. WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live on a Thursday morning. There are any number of ways which you can participate. It's very easy. You can call the following number, 217-423-5437. You can go to cmofil.org, which is the website. You can even stop by early hours and take a look around. Maybe you haven't been to the museum in a while and buy your tickets in person. But the Duck Derby is coming up on May 18th, and someone is going to win the grand prize, which is a lot of cash. We'll get into all of that. But we have some specialty packages that we're giving away today. Anybody who's purchased a ticket up till now, anybody that purchases a ticket until 9 a.m. this morning will be in for these drawings, including Nick and I brought Cardinals tickets for the weekend for the Brewers series coming up on Saturday and Sunday, courtesy of First Mid. But all you have to do is buy your ticket, and it's a simple, easy thing to do. Just get on cmofil.org, give us a call at 217-423-5437, and you're automatically entered in for the drawing. We've got a pretty cool selection of things going on here. A dozen Coney McCain cookies, one some membership, one duck in the race, four tickets to the Little Merman, which is a Devon show June 29th with a one some membership and a duck in the race, tickets to the Mini Pop Kids on July 26th to Devon, plus a one some membership and a duck in the race. All of those are up for grabs along with those Cardinals and Brewers tickets. Yes, ma'am?
Summer. What? One summer. One, the sum, with a one sum, one summer.
Okay, well, I was going to get to that.
Okay.
Can I finish my thing? Yeah, boy, you know, you haven't been here for years.
I don't know why
you
even turned on the mic. I know, that's what a producer does.
Because you started talking.
That's what a producer does.
Except the producer doesn't talk to you.
I mouthed it to you, and you decided to turn on my mic.
Okay, well, because I couldn't understand what you were saying. The one summer membership. We'll get into all the details of what that means. We just know this. There's free stuff up for grabs if you buy a ticket and buy a duck and get into the race. This is literally, I think, the longest running fundraiser for the Children's Museum in the history of the 30-plus years. I remember, it's so strange. You sit here and you look around at this place, and it's so colorful. And so full of life, and kids come in here, and you almost feel the residual joy from yesterday, right? Just still hanging in the air from all the kids and families that were here. I remember when this was being constructed and taking a walkthrough because someone had come in and vandalized, like, the construction process. You know, I mean, it was still just, like, sort of plywood on the walls, and walking through it, it was very dark and creepy, and not having any idea what this would all eventually look like. And that was, 32 years ago, something like that. That's crazy. But here we are today, new exhibits. We'll get into that with Ricky here in a little bit. We got a lot of guests that are coming our way, including board members and other people that support the cause here. But you were a part of, or have been a part of, this new exhibit that's going to be opening soon, that people have been clamoring for a number of years now, which is smack dab right in the middle of the Children's Museum.
Yeah, very, very, very small piece of that process that's been going on for, a long time. But I'll tell you this much right now. It is well worth the wait. As a fan of the previous climber, this one actually for me, I would say three times better, maybe six times better. I don't know what the number is. It's phenomenal.
It's completely different.
It's way different.
It's hard for me to remember what the other one looked like now, but it was kind of rope, like a netting kind
standard of
thing, and you would go up and down. And I don't remember when all this started. It feels like it's been a while, but I think people are going to be blown away when they see the new one.
Yeah, a lot of interactivity in it, a lot of different features. It's got to where kids will have their favorite part in it. There's places to hide, places to crawl, places to play. I mean, I think it's wonderful.
Well,
I'm excited to actually see it unveiled.
Soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Soon.
Very soon.
I am told soon. And people go, we've been told soon for a while.
No, but it's back there.
Really soon.
It's behind
right
the tarp.
There.
Yeah,
no, I can see it, from where we're sitting right now. And then the Duck Derby, you won this one year. Well, how many years ago was that?
Oh, man, I think it was pre-COVID. So it's been I think it was pre-COVID.
It would have to have been pre-COVID.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite events. We'll be out here in force again. My sister, my family, we get together. We throw in on these things. We have fun with it. We watch the heats. You know, we size up all the ducks. We pick out which one we think is ours. We pick out which one we think will win. We have a blast with it. And it's a fun day. It's a good family day.
If you go to cmofil.org, you can click right on the front there where you can go buy the tickets. One duck is $10. You can buy a duck fam, which is five ducks for $40, right? So you're automatically saving $10 off that price. $75 for a flock of ducks, which would be 10. And you can do the math yourself. You're saving $25.
Yep.
And then then $125 for 20 or $200 for a duck dynasty, which is 40 ducks, which, you know, you clearly do the math. You're saving a ton of money off the individual ticket price. So, you know, people can go in on that. Families can go in on that, however you want to do it. And you can come out and check out all the heats and watch all the action. And who knows? You could end up winning $3,000.
Yeah, the key to this, if you want a winner's secret, is to buy the dynasties. If you have to go in with other people, you're getting your cost per duck down. You're getting more entries in there. You've got shots, more chances to win. That's the way to do it.
$5,000 in prizes wow. given out that day. First place grand prize, $3,000. Second place, $1,500. And then third place is a $500 victory. But we've got prizes we're going to be giving away today, including summer memberships and Devon tickets yeah. and all kinds of things. All you have to do is call 217-423-5437. Go to cmofil.org, and you can buy them online, or you can stop by and see us here at the Children's Museum for the next 3 hours as we get ready to go. We'll be bringing in some of the board members of the CMFIL. We'll be talking to some of the people who have been one of the great things is the Derby track builder itself.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Jordan will be with us here a little bit later today, and we'll find out what's going on with that, because I remember the old days, meaning not all that long ago, and there were a lot of leaks, and sometimes the ducks didn't make it all the way down. If your duck was stuck in that back corner in the South 40, not that you could tell,
right.
but you're like, I bet my duck's in that pile right there that won't go around the corner.
Yeah, there's two piles. The ones at the end that are in the money, and the pile of you never had a shot and you never wanted to
not
be
anymore.
That.
They
not
got anymore. The R&D down.
No,
they
it's
are
good.
Literally all the way to the end. It's a lot of fun. So stick with us here today. All right, we'll be back in the studios tomorrow to wrap up the week with our Education Spotlight and others with us on the Friday morning broadcast. And then off of the weekend, I don't know, was the weather looking okay this weekend? I was thinking about, we're in that kind of middle of the road kind of area where we're not quite to spring. We're just keep knocking on the door. The temperatures are a little cold in the morning, but warming up in the afternoon. But with the Children's Museum.
Right.
They're climate controlled. It doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, it may make a difference walking around the zoo or going to the sculpture park, but you can come here early and get and have a blast. Now, I was looking at some of the exhibits when I was here the other day, a week or so ago, just looking at some of the things that have changed since I'd been here last.
Yeah.
We don't have young kids, so we're not in here all the time the way you are. But I was looking, at the seed shelf and the super service center and all the other things that are out here. It's unbelievable to me when you think about the sponsors that are involved and the people that are involved in the community and all the things that happen out here. The exhibits just keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, we talked yesterday for a good amount of time about the water table.
Yep.
And that thing is as good a piece as there is. Here at the Children's Museum, it integrates learning, it integrates science, and most importantly, it integrates fun. And local. So, I mean, everything is with intention, and for everything that you look at and go, that can be a little better, you bring that up to them, they go, yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah.
So everything is good, and they're aiming for even better.
And when you were, 9 years old, I want to go inside an eyeball. The stuff that you kind of lose your taste for when you're a little bit later in life. It's like, no, I really don't. But I think the 8-year-old kid does. The paint wall, everything.
Yeah.
You can find out all about it at cmofil.org. And please join us today. Once again, you can give us a call. Very simple and easy to do. All you have to do is call 217-423-5437. The easiest thing to do is just go online at cmofil.org and buy your tickets. And if you buy your tickets today, you're in for all of that cash. It's going to be given away the day of the event, but you're also in to win these prize packages that we have, especially here today, including Cardinals Brewers tickets for this weekend. We have Saturday's game and we have Sunday's game, and we'll be giving those away courtesy of First Mid as well. All right, so when we think about the next few weeks and what's happening, and people have been asking a lot of questions about, the new ownership and all that, and I will tell you, we will let you know as soon as we know. It's a very fluid situation, and we're very excited about what's to come, but there is this pesky little thing called the United States government and the FCC and grant licensures and all of this very complicated stuff that we're we're all just sort of sitting around and waiting for the next thing to happen so that the next thing can happen.
Right. One of the things that the people wonder is, what's that look like? Well, at the end of the day, it's going to look like us still in the community, us still doing things, supporting organizations like the Children's Museum. Yeah, that's the part that you're not even going to have to worry about.
Not at all. Very excited about all of the future, and it's kind of coinciding. It's weird, you know. You kind of crawl out of winter, and we, by all accounts, had a pretty mild winter. But everybody's ready for sort of the calendar to open up because we sort of hit it like at full speed, and then the Devon opens, and I mean, everything is just rocking and rolling. And so we're very excited. It'll be an exciting time for our new folks to be coming in and learning about our community and what all we do here. And this would be one of the first places I would take people. You think about how you would you show off your community to a complete stranger. You know, if they arrived in Decatur tomorrow, or you were hosting people in Decatur tomorrow, what would you do? What would be the list of things that you would do to show off your community? And it's actually harder to narrow down that list today than it ever has been, which is, you know, for the people who complain about the past or wait, why don't we go back to, I think they have an unrealistic memory, or I think if they saw just photographs. All right, here's 1982. Let's take a look around and see what all there is to do.
Right.
And here's 2024, and let's lay that over that, and you tell me.
It's not recognized.
It isn't at all. And that's the thing with nostalgia. It tricks your brain into sort of thinking that things were way better back in the day. And if you would literally be able to go back in the day, it would not be.
No. And tonight is the NFL draft, so the spirit of the draft. When thinking about how I would take people around Decatur, I think the first pick in the draft would be this part of town.
Oh, the Wouldn't east side of it, yes.
Right around here?
Well, okay, let's just look at the last 5 years.
Right.
Right? 8 years, whatever it might be. There was no sculpture park.
Nope.
The new train that now rolls into the parking lot here and goes across the lake, right? There was no Heroes Hall right on the other side of the wall from us. You know, you look at the fire engine and the helicopter, and you look at all the new exhibits at the zoo.
Right.
Another new exhibit coming. That's coming. You look at Overlook Adventure Park. You look at Splash Cove. You look at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. 8 years ago, 7 years ago, none of that was here.
None of it. None of it. I mean, and now it's all fresh, it's all new, it's all fun, and it all just kind of just links together.
Yep. So if you had guests visiting, I'd say, okay, family, you know, like you got kids.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go take a little trip on the east side of town and show you what is available. Just like live music, well, we're going to take you over to the east side of town and show you what's available. You like animals? Well, we're going to take you over to the east side of town and show you what's available.
Park once.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all right here. This is awesome.
Let's take a break. We get back. Ricky and Kathy Briggs are going to join us, and we're going to talk about what's going on here with the Duck Derby in particular. We'll get some details about that exhibit we talked about earlier and just how much fun it is to come to work in a place that's this bright, this vibrant, and has hundreds of screaming kids.
It's fun.
I'm sure it sounds like my worst nightmare. I am sure to many other people it is nothing but joy.
I love it.
I'm a little long in the tooth for the screaming kids part, but I know everybody else has a blast. We'll take a break. Back with more. Nick's got your weather. Stay tuned.
Today we've got some frost this morning. Then it's going to be sunny with a high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 47. For Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 66. And Saturday, 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 78. Current temperature in downtown, or out here at the Children's Museum, 34 degrees. Your WSOY time, 6:22.
Celebrating a graduate and looking for fun stuff for your party? Then look no further than the Party Shop in downtown Decatur. Stocked with paper goods, party items, cards, and all sorts of balloons. Yes, even balloons with local school names. Add arches, garlands, and more for your party decor. Order today and don't delay. The Party Shop, 411 North Main, or 217-872-7777.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
And the summer wind, like painted kites.
We are back here on a Thursday, not just any Thursday. We're at the Children's Museum of Illinois. I even remember thinking when it first was named, you know, Children's Museum of Illinois, not Decatur. CM of IL.org. Bigger than that.
Bigger than Decatur.
And I think that was the intent, you know, that this would be a regional draw, that people would come from all over. And if you, if you're here later today, if you're here over the next couple of weeks, between the zoo and the Children's Museum, there will be school buses like you've never seen. I think it would shock most people that don't work at these two places to see how many school buses come in during that time. Do you have any idea how many? Ricky, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all so much for doing this and for coming out to our facility. We're really excited to have y'all and grateful for your support. So next week we have 12 field trips scheduled. Oh. So we, and those field trips range in size from about 12 kids to hundreds of kids. So, any given day you can experience the facility in a relatively slow and calm environment, or it can be 250 kids in the facility.
Right. But when you drive in, you'll see the school buses.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll look at the names on the side, and they are from all over Illinois.
Absolutely.
Which is really cool. So those people back then were smart. They had it figured out. They, you know, this is bigger than just this
right.
community. And I know you compete with other museums, right? I mean, there are museums around the Midwest. How do you stack up? I mean, I know because you're not new to the community now, but you're fairly new to the community as far as just recent history.
Yeah.
What do you think is around us, and how does the Children's Museum stack up to that?
Yeah, so I think we have one of the best children's museums in Illinois, and we have partner museums in Bloomington and Springfield, and we all actually work really well together.
And
so,
how does that, what's that look like?
Yeah, so we actually have a fun family membership where it's $200 for a family, and you can visit our museum, you can visit Bloomington's museum, you can visit Springfield's museum, and we all participate in the network. So you can get those different experiences at a discount and you're still supporting our local museum, which is a really cool thing to be able to offer. Of course, I'm biased towards our museum.
No, but
it's
that,
amazing,
but
it's a
smart,
cool experience.
Because people like to move around, and that keeps it fresh, and but I think you win in that scenario because people go, we like this one better. Maybe
yeah.
we go here more, and,
yes.
and we occasionally go to the other one. Kathy Briggs is with us here today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. You're the secretary of the board?
I am.
How did you get that
take
job?
Take all the notes.
That's hard. Really?
Yeah.
You got to learn to be looking the other way when that one comes. Because that's
a
tough,
so.
Out of all the board positions, you don't want to be the banker because they always have to be treasurer.
I absolutely don't want to do that.
Right. But now you got to take all the notes.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's all right. Ricky makes it easy. She has everything real organized, so it's easy. It's
all right.
Not hard.
What made you join this board?
I have been on the board for several years. I mean, pre-2020. So I went through some tough times with the board and
sure.
the Children's Museum. I have three kids. I feel like the Children's Museum is not only great for families, but it's a community asset. So even people that don't have young kids or children that are coming here need to be invested in the Children's Museum because it brings people in. It's one of our selling points, yep. Right? Like you said earlier, when you're going around showing people what to do in Decatur, this is one of the stops. This is, you know, one of the tour stops. And so it's an important asset to the community.
You know, quality of life is something that, yep. That we talk about, but, yep. You know, it matters to employment, right? I mean, yep. I was having this conversation with Drew earlier the other day, you know, from DMH. You know, they're recruiting doctors or they're recruiting staff.
Yep.
You know, what do they think they show the family, you know, when
right.
they come here?
100%.
A, you're going to be able to buy a house, you know, at a way lower cost. And the cost of living is low. But look at the quality of life. Look yep. at our parks. Look at our green spaces. Look at our trails.
Programming
look
is
at
important.
Our zoo. Yep. Look at our children's museum. Look at the Devon Amphitheater in Splash Cove. This entire east side of the town
yep.
has transformed in the last 8 years.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, and Ricky's done a really great job at really revitalizing the museum, too, since she's gotten here. I mean, we've just kind of, it's been like a whole new facelift, like a big refresh and everything. So if you haven't been in a while, it's time to come. It's
okay.
time to come back.
You're an art teacher.
I am.
So what does that mean? So when you come to the table here as a board member, how have you been able to sort of take your expertise and put it into play here in the physical building?
When Jamie was hired as education, I've kind of helped, you know, talk about what we're doing here. I help make the connection between education and the schools and what DPS is doing and how we line up with the museum, how our values line up, what our programming lines up, making sure we're not doubling up, making sure we're being creative and fresh and all that kind of thing.
All right. And why is art such an important part of that? Because
there's
a lot of creativity in this space.
That's like a whole soapbox I could get on.
Well,
but
get
just,
on it.
I mean, just like...
I'm anyone.
Arts are so important. I was just telling someone this last weekend because there are kids who can't do regular classroom stuff well, but they go into the arts and they're thriving. You know, I have kids every day that come in and the teachers are like, oh, they're struggling. They're not struggling in my class because they're thriving in art because that is their thing.
We had this conversation with the people who are behind the maker space
yes,
in the public library,
100%.
Which is a new location.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam, you know, an architect for, you know, a gazillion years here in town and has his fingerprints all over a lot of really cool things, you know, said that these makers, these people that do this in history don't necessarily test well.
Yep.
They're not necessarily thought
yep.
of as the smartest kids,
yep.
but they are incredible in inventing and making and
yep,
this
music,
town was
art,
founded,
yep.
you know, Mueller, you know, these people who make things.
Yep.
And is it the same kind of thing?
It's the same in art. It's the same in music.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick knows this. You're just like, I mean, as soon as you get kids doing something outside of books, then they're obviously way different. You know, all of the famous musicians, all famous artists, most of them didn't finish school really well or didn't finish school at all.
Yeah, or they're right? the kids that like to break stuff down
yeah.
and try to put
yeah.
it all
or
back
problem,
together.
Troublemakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's the same story I have in high school is you watch kids that are blend in kind of kids and they come into my class and they're exceptional.
Yeah.
Like you just see a code cracked and they're on it.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right.
So what's your favorite part of the museum?
Oh my goodness, the paint wall.
Okay.
I have fond memories. My kids love that. I can't tear them away, so I love the paint wall. And it's kind of lived its various different lives in the museum, different levels, and been all over the place. But it's a staple. I love that.
Okay, here's the deal. 217-423-5437. You can go to cmofil.org. Now, you can buy your tickets all the way to the day of the event, but why not buy them today? Because we've got three prize packages. Nick and I brought Cardinals tickets. I was mistaken. I said the Brewers. It's the White Sox.
Yep.
So you get a chance to see the two worst teams in baseball play each other for free, May 4th and May 5th. So that's next Saturday and Sunday. And maybe the Cardinals have a chance against
right.
the White Sox.
That's right.
So who knows? But we're giving those away courtesy of First Mid today, and you can buy a ticket, but man, you got great deals. You know, when you think about this, Ricky, what does this look like? Because, you know, the more you buy, the better price you get, right?
Absolutely. So our biggest pack of ducks is 40 duck tickets, and it is half price. So $200 for 40 tickets.
Because $10 a piece, that'd be
yep.
$400, right?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. So buy more, save more, more ducks in the race, more increase your chances to win. So we're really excited about that. And I'm really excited, too, because this morning, if you buy your tickets before 9 a.m. before the broadcast is over, we actually have a matching gift.
Okay, this is important. We should have started the show with this. I apologize. I've got too many notes. All right, so how does that work?
Yeah, so if you purchase your tickets before 9 a.m. today, your donation, your purchase of ducks or a membership or a donation to your children's museum is matched one-to-one by Dan and Donna Hardy, up to $10,000. So if we hit that mark, I will be over the moon, but we are well on our way this morning. We have sold about $4,000 worth of tickets today. So really, really excited and very, very grateful to Dan and Donna.
Okay, now, they're not going to get those extra tickets. They're just getting the gift back.
That's right.
But this is important to note. I just want to make sure we make that clear up front. So if I call, make a $500 donation, I get my, or $400 donation, I get my 20
You get your ducks.
Well, that's actually, but I get 40 ducks,
you
right?
You get 40 ducks,
for that. And then that also then gets matched, so my cash
doubles
as far as the museum getting the money for operating, which is, you never get that deal.
No, and that's always the deal that gets me, because you're doubling your impact, you're making a big deal. And you know, I'm always someone who likes the odds and likes doing that, so I like the idea of buying my dynasty and then having somebody else doubling up my gift. It helps the Children's Museum, and you can think of it in terms of memberships or days of fun.
That provides scholarships for kids.
Can
I make a point about Duck Derby, too, and buying ducks? So many events in Decatur, you have to be kind of local to participate or local to give. This is a great event for anyone who's got a tie to Decatur at all to buy a duck. You don't have to be in Decatur to buy ducks.
No.
So my mom won a few years ago, and she's in Pekin. So anybody who's been in Decatur before or has ties to Decatur, has family in Decatur, needs to buy them.
We've got people listening right now, ADM, Caterpillar, whatever, that are spread throughout the world.
Yep.
So you can call 217-423-5437. They'll take your credit card information over the phone. Or the easiest way to do it, and it literally takes just a couple of seconds, is go to cmofil.org, and you can click on the main page. You'll see it right at the front there, literally, the Duck Derby for 30 years. This is crazy. Do we know what year was the first year?
I think it was actually the first year that the facility opened, which was 1995. So next year we will be celebrating 30 years in this facility.
Wow.
And I believe that's when the Duck Derby started as well. And it's been through so many permutations. Mm-hmm. I think at one point they were racing them on the lake and spraying them with hoses. And, you know, then one year there wasn't any wind. And so no duck made it to the end. They just had to pluck one. This is way better.
Awesome,
you'll hear all about it from Andrew Jordan.
When did you do the new track?
Yeah, so that was the first year that I started.
Okay.
So that would have been September of 2022.
Okay. It's way better.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
It's like state-of-the-art now. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
It is fun when you see, because they actually all have kind of individual personalities, which I don't understand because they're all painted exactly the same. but when they're moving around, they kind of have their own movement and everything. And then when they're all in the hopper, kind of like ready to go. I love that.
Uh-huh, and I love the kids going, like, looking at the one that's going, so come on. You know, it's just a lot of fun to interact.
Here, the day of, third place pays out $500. Second place pays out $1,500. First place, $3,000. $10 ticket. You got a chance for the 3,000, but why stop with 10?
That's right.
Today, you've got all kinds of incentives. We're giving away prizes. We got packages just for participating today. And then you're still in for the big drawing when the event happens coming up on May 18th. I know Jurger Pediatric Dentistry has been the big sponsor of this for years, right? I mean,
forever.
You guys as a board, you know, you can't,
we're so grateful
can't
to them.
Do this stuff without the local support like that.
No, 100%. That's where you really thrive, is in all of your sponsorship and the local sport, and you guys promoting it and coming out. We appreciate that. And it's just, our community is so giving, you know that. And so it's really great. And this is one of the events that everybody kind of rallies behind. We're really lucky.
Okay, so tell me about these prize packages that we have, right?
Yeah.
What is a one-sum membership?
We have a new program called our Sum Membership, and it's a summer-long membership. It kicks off on the day of Duck Derby. So if you buy it today, it activates on May 18th, and it lasts until August 18th.
Or if you win it today.
Exactly, if you win it today. So this is a wonderful new program. If you're interested in purchasing one, it's $100. $50, and you can do that online as well. And again, that gift would be matched. So very excited to offer this, but we are giving away three SUM memberships
total
today.
Right.
So very, very excited for that. We also are giving away four tickets to two shows at the Devon that are kid and family friendly. So very excited and very grateful to the Park District for that donation. Really excited to give those things away, and Coney McCain's cookies as well.
You bet. Yeah. And an extra duck in the race. So, you know, you call up, you buy your 40 ducks, and you end up 41. That one.
Right.
It only takes one to win.
I know.
That's it.
But you got to get superstitious with that. The 40 might not do it, but that 41st.
That one.
And if somebody wins that will be the duck.
Oh,
that will be the one.
Absolutely.
217-423-5437. 217-423-5437. Or go to cmofil.org. Listen, I appreciate, I know Ricky's doing a great job, but these boards are important, and it takes time and it takes energy, and I'm glad that there are a lot of people in our community that step up and do that.
Thanks.
Thank you for your
service.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, not everybody.
Sure.
Spends the time.
Well, if you want a thriving community, you have to invest. You have to do it. You have to put the time.
It took resilience, too, coming out of the pandemic where the world was turned upside down.
Well, but not only that, because they didn't have a theater or, they were not under the exceptions of some of the rules, and it really took a toll on the Children's Museum. And you got to crawl out of that.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting, to that point and doing it, and these kind of things help. So even if you don't care about winning $3,000, you just want to make kids happy. We'll show you a picture. You don't even have to be here to ever even see it. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of kids come through here every season, and they get if you just see what these kids look like running from exhibit to exhibit and the excitement on their face and think this may be the next great architect, this may be the next great artist, engineer, whatever it might be. But they're also learning about our community. I mean, they're learning about the things that are important to our community. Locks and dams. I mean, no one was telling me anything about locks and dams in the sixth grade, right? But it's an integral part of the agribusiness community that we live in, billions of dollars, and you couldn't do a lot of it without this very thing. And you can bring your kid here today. They may not even realize, the long-term ramifications of what they're learning, but it plays right into our economy and what we do.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. The water table's great.
It's amazing. And I think that is really my vision for the museum, is to make it something that gets kids excited to build a life in Decatur and in Central Illinois, and to highlight the industry that we have here. I want kids that come here at 2 to know that not only can you build a life here, but if you want to go straight into the workforce after high school, we have opportunities for that. If you want a wonderful education and associate's degree at Richland, we have that. If you want a liberal arts education, we have that at Milliken. And so I want this museum to really feel local and to feel like
it's a feeder system.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. All right. So here's the deal before we go to the break. $10 for one duck, $40 for five ducks, $75 for 10, $125 for 20, or the best deal of the day, you want to pool together as an office or a family, $200 gets you 40 ducks. That's half price. That's 50% of what it would be buying individual ducks. That's 40 chances, right?
That's right.
And then you
and
win one of the prize package. There's an extra duck in there.
Yep.
And then that donation gets doubled.
Yep.
And again, our benefactor who's doing that?
Yeah, Dan and Donna Hardy. They're wonderful, wonderful supporters of the museum and a lot of things in this community. And we're really grateful for their gift.
Okay. Awesome.
They were not able to be with us today, right?
Yes.
I would have liked to have thanked them in person, but certainly that's an unbelievable gesture and a great way. So, often when you think about giving to things, $50 matters, but your $50 today turns into $100. I mean, you just don't get that many opportunities to double your investment in something so cool like the Children's Museum. So give us a call right now, 217-423-5437, or go to cmofil.org. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. We're live from the Children's Museum. Stay tuned.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stmega.com. Tuesdays with Tom, the podcast where real estate meets community. This week, join Tom and special guest Kyle Karsten, the development director of the Salvation Army of Decatur, as they discuss the amazing programs offered by the Salvation Army, discover what's coming up, and the needs within our community. Whether you're familiar with the Salvation Army or new to their mission, this episode is sure to enlighten and inspire. Tune in for an insightful conversation with Tom and Kyle. Don't miss out. Available on NowDecatur.com and all major podcast platforms.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
We're back here at the Children's Museum. It is almost Duck Derby time. We're not there yet. We have to wait till May 18th till they have all the stuff out here in the parking lot. The museum is open and full of hundreds and hundreds of people having a great time, as it is most days of the week. And it's our great pleasure to welcome to the program, along with Nick and Lindsay and the crew out here today, Andrew Jordan, who is an R&D lab supervisor at Mueller Water Company. And the track builder of the Duck Derby. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
How did you get that job?
Well, when Ricky took over the museum a few years ago, they had their old track, and I'm using air quotes there, but they had their old track, and they wanted to make some improvements on it. And Mueller had been looking to get involved with the Children's Museum in some way, and, you know, I knew Ricky from a position that I hold at the Children's Museum as well, but so we saw that as a good opportunity to have Mueller, who knows water and water products, provide the track, build the track, redesign it, and make it more interactive and more fun for the kids. It's bigger, it's got more water, it's got fire hoses and blasters, all kinds of fun activities now that they haven't had in the past.
You know, it's amazing to me. I'll share a conversation that I just had with Ricky, but we were at the new Makerspace in the public library, and Sam Johnson was telling me, and the weird thing is he used Mueller as the example, that you know, this town was built on makers, you know, people that put their hands on things and figured things out, and he said, like Mueller, right? And here you are all these years later, you know, doing the exact same thing here with the Children's Museum. How cool is that?
Yeah, we love doing this kind of thing. You know, it's great to get out into the community, see the kids' faces, their smiles, and they're getting splashed with water. You know, that's what kid doesn't love, playing around in water like that.
All right, so May 18th is the date. You can buy your tickets online at cmofil.org, or you can give us a call at 217-423-5437, along with your tickets. And the best, literally, if you can pool together, if you want to do a family or maybe even an office, the $200 for 40 ducks, that's like $400 worth of ducks for half price.
Oh, yeah.
And they're matching your gift today, meaning that the cash you spend will be matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000. For the museum today, so make sure you take advantage of that and call right now at 217-423-5437. How did you first get involved with the museum?
It was a few years ago. They had a project that they were working on that they needed some engineering guidance on, and one of the employees I knew socially, and he asked me if I could help out with it. And since then, my role has kind of grown a little bit. You know, I work with Ricky and Jay heavily on exhibit design and some repair, things like the duck derby and getting it going. Mueller's potentially looking at an exhibit down the line with the museum.
We're going to hold you to that. That's on the record now. But the derby track, how did you tackle? I mean, because the old one, you know, was the old one. What were your thoughts? I mean, when you're first sort of thinking about the design, you know, the idea is you want to get all the ducks to the end, right?
Right, yeah.
All the ducks.
All of the ducks.
Yeah, and we wanted, you know, when we approached it, we wanted bigger and better, right? So
yeah.
We got the biggest piece of pipe that we could get. I cut it in half. We raised everything up real tall so that it has gravity feed. It's got a big bucket on it that when, you know, you dump the ducks in, we got our valves up on the top of it, and you know, the valve opens up, fills it up out of a fire hydrant. Bucket slams over, water goes all over the place, kids are getting wet, ducks are racing down. I have some of our valves that I rigged up with a pump so that they're like water blasters, and they swivel around and up and down so kids can spray ducks as they're going past. And a big splash zone at the end where all the water just goes everywhere.
Yeah, but it's way more interactive.
Way more interactive, way bigger, a lot more water.
All right. Who's your boss? You got, I'm told, that your name is Audrey. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. Who's your friend you have there?
Giraffe.
Giraffe?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Audrey?
Five.
This is your first time on radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you're doing a great job. Do you like the Children's Museum? What's your favorite part?
I like all of the things.
Oh, you like it all?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to spend the whole day, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to tell everybody they need to buy ducks today to help support the cause?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you proud of your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a pretty good guy, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, Audrey, we appreciate it's for people like you that all these folks do all this work so that you guys have a really cool, fun place to learn and play and come have fun. How many times a week do you spend, how many days do you come to the Children's Museum? A lot?
A lot.
A lot?
Do you like to do the grocery shopping over there?
Yeah.
Do you put your stuff back when you're done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you. Look at that.
How about the paint wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited about the climbing exhibit that's going to open back up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, listen, we thank you for your support and being here very early, and thank you to your dad for doing all the work he does for the Children's Museum. Have a great summer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good to see you. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we've got a lot to get to here. Call right now, 217-423-5437, and you can also go online at cmofil.org to buy your tickets, and your cash donation, whether that's check, credit card, whatever, will be doubled by a generous donor today, literally meaning that cash will go right back to the Children's Museum to help with scholarships and all kinds of great things. We'll take a quick break. Back with more right after this.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. A little bit of frost this morning, then sunny with a high of 62. Tonight's partly cloudy with a low of 47. For Friday, chance of rain and possible thunderstorms, high near 66. Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 78. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 34 degrees. Your WSOY time, 6:52.
A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Visit nowdecatur.com for a brand new podcast called Comfortable Conversations about Life and Death. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't take life too seriously?
You'll never get out alive. Death is a part of life. But have you ever had to navigate the process after a loved one passes or thought about your own celebration of life? Like, did you know you can't spread your ashes at Disney? Join host Brian Mose and me, Emily Phillips, as we explore out-of-the-box stories and interesting ideas, plus how to have the talk of a lifetime. Brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the parent Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here live at the Children's Museum of Illinois, cmofil.org. Buy your ducks right now, because right here at the top of the hour, we're going to have our very first winner of our first prize package. We've got three packages provided by the Children's Museum. We also have two games, Cardinals-White Sox games, coming up next weekend that we're throwing into the mix as well. And your cash donation is getting matched up to $10,000. I mean, today's the day. It's good karma day. I mean, I really feel like if you don't buy your ticket today, well, let me put it this way. I think if you do buy your ticket today, you got a little extra oomph in the actual event that happens on May 18th. You know what I mean? Just that everybody involved good karma thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, selfishly, you have better chance to come away with more stuff.
I cannot support Audrey.
Right. Oh, man, she's awesome.
What's wrong with you? Come on. Just be better than most of the high school kids we've had
she's
on.
She's ready to go at, what, 6-something in the morning?
Yeah.
Ready to roll.
At 5.
Yeah, the karma of getting in and doing double good today.
All right,
is
217-423-5437. Go to cmofil.org, and you can hopefully win one of our packages, but bigger than that, win the $3,000 grand prize on May 18th when the Duck Derby rolls out. It was great to meet Andrew because the track is so much better.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Much better. You know, because grown-ups aren't going to go, well, I don't know, my duck didn't make it all the way, but they're going to go, we're happy to support the children.
Right.
But, you know, in the back of their head, they went, you know, a bunch of those ducks didn't get to the bottom. And I remember the old days, there was like a hopper kind of thing, and you'd look through the glass, and those things are just like, you know, beating up against the glass. Yep. That's why they all looked individual. But this was way cooler,
oh,
and
blast.
The cannons, and the kids get a spray and have a lot of fun. If you haven't been out to it for whatever reason over the last 30 years, you need to come out and see it on May 18th. It's a lot of fun. And make it a day. You can go over to the zoo, see the sculpture park. You can do the whole thing.
Hang out in the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you could do
all of it. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to go over there, take pictures in the helicopter on Fire Engine. It's great to see. They've done some landscaping, too, so you can look out onto the lake. And I just love it over here. So much fun.
Well, of course you do.
Of course I do, obviously.
Why wouldn't you?
It's a lot of fun to come here.
You now have an excuse.
I
you
know.
Don't feel like a creepy old guy just hanging out at the museum.
hanging out, looking for fossils in the front.
Creepy guy, like years prior. Now you actually have an excuse.
Like that's what I mean. It's like now he's got...
I'm here for her.
That fits. That track.
It's fun.
All right. Well, it's just one of the great things that we have going on in what's going to be a fantastic spring and summer. I drove through the Devon the other day. I just wanted to sort of see the construction progress. That I cannot believe how much they've gotten done.
That is short order construction. I mean, for projects, we're used to now
years of construction.
Well, that's like state construction.
I know, but I mean, they are in and they're about to be right
out. But you can't, without the sign being up, it's hard to get your bearing on what you're looking at.
You know,
because the sign will go back up, but it's all kind of shifted and moved, and there's going to be a lot more restrooms and then bigger concession area. And so hopefully those touch points where, you know, maybe there's a little congestion just because of the number of people attending, will be that much better this year. So, the east end of town, I'm telling you, there's plenty to do. And then, as a Parks Foundation board member, the renderings for what they're going to be doing in Fairview Park are unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like a lot of people on the West End kind of felt like, you know, when they closed Fairview Pool, which they had to. But, you know, they felt like, hey, you know, we're over here and it's great. The east side of town is getting all this stuff. But they've got, that's going to be unbelievable. You know, modern day, like, I mean, what a playground area park should look like.
And right now it's not the fun, sexy stuff. It's like sewer. You know, they're doing like major sewer work.
But that's going to cause them to be able to do all the other stuff. So you're going to have like Ninja Warrior type stuff.
And yeah.
It's going to be cool.
I was there for the food truck frenzy and you could see roller skating in the big pavilion. Mm-hmm. You could see kids kicking balls into the goals over there. And obviously all the people walking, strolling, riding their bikes through. I mean, it's a multi-use park already.
Yep.
But when they had this other stuff.
Yeah, but it needed to happen.
It did.
And I'm happy that it has. I mean, because you need stuff on everybody's side of town, and they're doing a pretty good job of that. All right, we're coming up on top of the hour news. When we get back here, we've got more guests coming up. We'll tell you kind of behind the scenes. You know, it takes an awful lot of people to run something this size. You know, you start with your staff, and you've got your board members, you got your volunteers, you got your workers. A lot of people put a lot of work in to make this a great place for kids to enjoy all summer long. We're live at the Children's Museum. Give us a call right now at 423-5437. Back after this.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Unity Christian School and Standard Solar are bringing sustainable solar power to the school campus on Mound Road. The land for the solar module is leased to Standard Solar, who is the project's long-term owner and operator. Unity Christian then purchases the power from Standard Solar. The school's executive leader, Brian Booth, says the partnership has already resulted in significantly reduced costs. The 2028 panel ground mount array covers 3 acres of the 54-acre campus, encompassing the space between the football and baseball field. The State Department of Employment Security says the March unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.8% based on preliminary data. Sectors with the largest over-the-month gains included government, leisure and hospitality, trade, transportation, and utilities.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.